Howdy, neighbors. Beef Buzz time. Dr. Darrell Peel joining us today as we talk about the latest cattle on feed numbers for May in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, coperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Latest cattle on feed report is out, and Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us today. Darrell, as you take a look at these numbers today, I know the placement numbers is way above what a lot of folks have been thinking about. What do you see as a first glance at these numbers this afternoon?
Well, clearly, relative to the published pre-report estimates, the placements number will be the biggest surprise in this thing. The placements came in significantly bigger. There was some late information before the report that some people figured out we probably underestimated the placements, and so it's still going to be probably viewed as a bit of a surprise. Overall, the marketing's number was pretty close, and the on-feed total is slightly higher than expected, but really didn't change it all that much.
Darrell, when it comes to those placement numbers, seems like a lot of the increase year over year came in the Southern Plains.
That's correct. Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas all had big placement numbers. I think there's a couple things going on there. One is that really over the last couple of 3 years, the Southern Plains has been lower. Part of that was a drought impact. There was just little less cattle available regionally, and because of tight numbers, the Southern Plains wasn't as competitive at bringing in cattle. Certainly that was true in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is now in the process over a many months time frame of rebuilding our cattle on feed numbers back to where they were going all the way back to, say, 2013. Our feedlot industry, a couple of the larger feedlots in Oklahoma, really kind of stepped to the sidelines through much of the volatility we've been through in the last couple of years. So that's clearly what's happening. We're rebuilding that a little bit, and more of that's happening in the Southern Plains compared to the Midwest.
From these numbers today, Darrell, are you thinking any differently now for the second quarter of the year, given especially the larger placement number into the feedlots?
I don't think this really changes my outlook all that much. We knew this was coming. We saw the placements start year-over-year increases in February, now March and April, and we've suggested since then that we're probably going to see year-over-year increases every month from here on for many months as we're working our way into bigger numbers in the industry. So that part's not really a surprise. And in fact, this larger placement number, even though it wasn't well anticipated, really makes sense relative to the fact that feedlots have marketed cattle pretty aggressively in the last, certainly in April. They ramped up marketings, pulling cattle ahead, increasing the turnover rate. And the willingness to do that hinges in part on the overall economics that supports them buying replacement cattle for them, so the placements show that accordingly. The marketing's number, only 1% above a year ago about. There was one less business day in the last month, so when you adjust for that, it was actually a pretty good, on a daily average basis, a pretty good marketing rate.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.